Lift him up, November 2, in the heavenly courts. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The world's Redeemer possessed the power to draw men to himself, to quiet their fears, to dispel their gloom, to inspire them with hope and courage, to enable them to believe in the willingness of God to receive them through the merits of the divine substitute. As subjects of the love of God, we ever should be grateful that we have a mediator, an advocate, an intercessor in the heavenly courts, who pleads in our behalf before the Father. We have everything we could ask to inspire us with faith and trust in God. In earthly courts, when a king would make his greatest pledge to assure men of his truth, he gives his child as a hostage, to be redeemed on the fulfillment of his promise. And behold, what a pledge of the Father's faithfulness! For when he would assure men of the immutability of his counsel, he gave his only begotten Son to come to earth, to take the nature of man, not only for the brief years of life, but to retain his nature in the heavenly courts, an everlasting pledge of the faithfulness of God. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! Through faith in Christ, we become members of the royal family, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. In Christ we are one. As we come in sight of Calvary, and view the royal sufferer who in man's nature bore the curse of the law in his behalf, all national distinctions, all sectarian differences are obliterated. All honor of rank, all pride of caste is lost. The light shining from the throne of God upon the cross of Calvary forever puts an end to man-made separations between class and race. Men of every class become members of one family, children of the heavenly King. Not through earthly power, but through the love of God who gave Jesus to a life of poverty, affliction, and humiliation, to a death of shame and agony, that he might bring many sons and daughters unto glory. It is not the position, not the finite wisdom, not the qualifications, not the endowment of any person that makes him rank high in the esteem of God. The intellect, the reason, the talents of men are the gifts of God to be employed to his glory for the upbuilding of his eternal kingdom. It is the spiritual and moral character that is of value in the sight of heaven, and that will survive the grave and be made glorious with immortality for the endless ages of eternity. Only those who have appreciated the grace of Christ, which has made them heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, will rise from the grave bearing the image of their Redeemer.